Okay. You ready for this? Did you feel something change as soon as you crossed the threshold? That is how it feels to be in the presence of greatness. Listen and learn. And what you see before you may seem out of reach, but before we go any further, can I just state that if you are prepared to put in the hours, this could be you someday. Let's go back. The Dave in front of you was once living as a student on the bones of his arse in some rat-infested bedsit in Liverpool. His childhood sweetheart had won a place at Cambridge University and, as he'd sworn never to clip a wing again after last Christmas at the turkey farm, off she went. Anyway, a year or so in, he gets the word that an emotionally stunted prince by the name of Charlie had mowed the young Linda down on his pedal bike in a bid to gain her attention and win her affection. So Dave was presented with two options. Either bow down to the guy's royalty or jump on board his trusty two-stroke steed. So he embarked on the treacherous journey from the land of the Scouse to the landed gentry. Now, as you know, a moped doesn't offer much speed or protection from the elements, so he piles on all four changes of clothes that he owns, grabs a raw onion that's been the sole tenant of his fridge for some weeks, and hits the open roads. Pedal to the metal, flying along at somewhere between 39 and 43, outside Birmingham, en route to Coventry, the hunger pangs hit. There's no time to stop. He prizes the now warm Allium from right side inner trouser pocket number 3.
Fight.
That's right.
Fight.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Fight.
All gone. Delicious. So he arrives in the university town, greeted by grand buildings, all toffs in top hats, no chaps in flat caps round here. He puts on a brave face, sweat dripping from his brow and no place to shed a few layers, and even if he did, no bag to store his wares. Now he knows why the onion was so content in the fridge. But there's no turning back. Hey Quentin, Tarquin, Montgomery, he calls out likely names to the crowd. Knoweth thee of Linda, forsooth, one half journey for 90 XV miles, and I'm not turning back round. I can talk your language, you can challenge me to a duel, but take me to scrawny Prince Charlie so I can take him back to school. And at the sight of this savage wreaking havoc and talking odd, the town crier summoned the mayor, who beckoned Dave to the quad, where he spied the young pretender playing croquet on the lawn. His royal slyness slung his scabbard round, and soon his blade was drawn. But to Dave's surprise, the heir held aloft a leaky fountain pen, mumbling something about it being mightier than a sword. But then, from high up in the tower, came the voice of the girl he'd come to save. mission accomplished.